Dr. Claire Ahmed is with us, the Children's Commissioner. StatsNZ's released its annual child poverty and household income statistics, and it makes for pretty sobering and disappointing reading. Claire, thank you once again for joining us on Pāke Wahatuhine. Kia ora te watu.
Kia ora te.
Thank you. Tell us about this report and more of our tamariki living in super difficult situations that should be decreasing, but sadly, it's increasing. Kōrero mai.
That's right, Dale. I'm really concerned to see in this latest data that's been officially released yesterday, for the first time since 2018, across three of the official child poverty reduction measures, we're actually seeing the rates of child poverty going up. And I'm particularly concerned about the jump in the percentage of mokopuna who are experiencing material hardship in their lives. That's gone up from 10.5% in 2022 to 12.5%. But for mokopuna Māori, I'm particularly concerned as well, because 21.5% of our mokopuna Māori are experiencing material hardship. That is absolutely unacceptable.
A lot of people struggle to get their heads around child poverty and extreme hardship. It's an interesting way to describe the difficulties people are facing in society. Why is it framed in this way, material hardship for tamariki and mokopuna?
Well, if I can break material hardship down really simply, what it means when we say that mokopuna are experiencing material hardship is that they are going without every day at least 6 of the 17 items that most of us regard as essential. Things like having fresh fruit and vegetables, warm clothes, shoes, and ability to go to the doctor. And so right now, what this data is showing is that far too many children are actually just dreaming for the simplest things, you know, having kai in their tummy so that they can get through the day, having less stress at home, and not actually having to choose between things like engaging in education or working to keep their whānau afloat. So it's things that are affecting children every day and bringing stress onto their whānau in their homes.
Tēnā koe. It appears that when we read these stats, that it's an issue for those who are already in difficult circumstances, i.e. on benefits. But then there's the working poor. Can you talk to that situation for a moment?
Exactly, Dale. We know that a significant proportion, actually it's almost half and half of these children when we break it down, around half of them are in homes where their parents or their caregivers are actually in paid employment. But what we know right now is that those wages that whānau are receiving are simply too low to be able to cover their costs and to be able to meet these basic things for their mokopuna. We know that whānau out there are working so hard every day right now, and their wages must keep pace with our high cost of living. So that's a key change that we need to see.
Which is a difficult nut to crack, isn't it? A low-wage economy is how our country has been described, sadly, and the rising inflation that you put to would suggest that it's going to be even more difficult going forward than less. I mean, we've had governments who've prioritised this situation to lessen child poverty. Obviously, the wheels have fallen off and we're not getting our approaches right.
Well, what I'm saying to the government is to continue to make addressing child poverty a project of national significance. You know, our nation's mokopuna are rightly asking us to prioritise action to end poverty. It is possible, and we really need to focus the mind and say that it's so unacceptable that mokopuna Māori are 72% more likely to be living in material hardship than all children. It's something that must focus the mind. I believe that it is possible, but it takes wise decisions, concerted action to invest in children now implement evidence-based policy that we know can work, and that will help mokopuna to experience their full potential, to dream those big dreams that they should be able to have.
Māori have justifiably mobilised against incursions into what we hold dear, you know, the massive hui we've witnessed at Tūranga Waiwai, then Ratana, then Waitangi. But there could be some protest fatigue too here. But what do you think would be an appropriate response to these stats and the rising numbers of tamariki Māori who find themselves in material hardship in this way? How could Māori leadership strengthen your call for change?
The key focus here must be on ensuring that mokopuna Māori are simply able to be mokopuna Māori every day. And that means being able to experience their culture, stand strong in their whakapapa and in their mana. You know, traditional Māori law and tikanga recognises very clearly the mana of mokopuna, that we must respect all children and young people as tapu, as sacrosanct, that they are taonga, a treasure. And so I would say the biggest thing that we can do is to continue to place that focus on mokopuna, on their mana, and to call on our government to invest in mokopuna for their well-being, for their future, and in action that's actually also honouring te tiriti o Waitangi.
Well, tēnā koe, I don't know if we're going to get too much traction. They're hell-bent on passing all the legislation through in the first 100 days, the coalition government. The report has been issued. What sort of response are you expecting from government agencies and our MPs in Wellington?
Well, what I go back to, Dale, is that the government before the election, the National Party was very clear. They committed to that ongoing commitment to halve child poverty by 2028. I will look to continue to hold them to account on that, and calling on all of our parties across our parliament to continue to uphold that commitment to reducing child poverty, make it an ongoing project of national significance, listen to what mokopuna and whānau are saying, and I will be continuing to advocate for that.
Tēnā koe, and those of us out in Civvy Street, I mean, we wonder how we can help. We've got organisations, Kids Can Sally's, food banks, etc., trying to help. But despite the goodwill of many in our community, it's very discouraging when the reality is put in this way, as the stats would attest. What can those of us in Civvy Street do about this?
Well, first of all, I'd say ka nunui te mihi ki ngā kaimahi katoa i huri no i te motu ki te tautoko o ngā tamariki katoa. Thank you to all of those kaimahi out there in our social services, in communities, in hapu and iwi, who are doing the mahi every day to support mokopuna and whānau who are experiencing poverty. That work is so important. It makes a difference every day. But what I would say as well is that these issues of poverty are collective issues, and actually when we address poverty for mokopuna Māori and for all children equally, so that every child can have an equal start, that's not only good for mokopuna themselves and for their whānau, but it's actually good for all of us. So I call on all New Zealanders to collectively get behind this national project. Let's address child poverty once and for all, so that we can stand up and be proud and say that ours is a country where no child is going to live in poverty, and that they're going to be able to experience their full dreams, their full aspirations and potential.
Tēnā koe, Clea. Thank you once again for sharing some time with us. It's very concerning, and we have a collective responsibility, which has been highlighted in our kōrero. Māori o te kia koe, Clea. Thanks very much.
Māori o te kia koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Dr. Clare Ahmed is our Children's Commissioner.